There is Palazzo Bonaparte on Piazza Venezia in Rome. It's so called because Napoleon's mother lived there in retirement. So it's a five-story building built from 1657 onwards by the Marchese d'Este. Two aristocratic brothers passed through various hands. So she purchased it in 1818 after the final downfall of her son, Madame Mère Letizia Ramolino. Letizia Maria Ramolino, she was born. So married at the age of 14, not unusual at the time in Corsica, to Carlo Bonaparte. And it was Napoleon Bonaparte. He only gallicized his surname as an adult. So Italian speaking. And anyway, Letizia, she never mastered French, spoke it badly, because Corsu, as in the Corsican dialect of Italian, was her first language. So Madame Mère was there watching at her son's coronation. Remember, her sons and daughters mostly became kings and queens because they were a distant aristocratic ancestry from mainland Italy. And Napoleon was obsessed with being accepted as royalty. He was only able to get into Brienne, that school, by proving his aristocratic ancestry. Anyway, and so is that the double-headed eagle of Napoleon up top, maybe, above that middle window? So he was all saying, well, what about my achievements? And she said, so long as it lasts. Because she had a shrewd presentiment that it wouldn't last. And indeed it didn't. He'd overreached himself. So she saved her pennies for a rainy day. And after Sun was overthrown, she was able to purchase this for 27,000 gold piastres. And then she lived here in retirement in some comfort. She was not extravagant, had to have ladies-in-waiting looking after. She lost her eyesight in the last few years and would look out, watch the world go by. And is she buried in Rome, of her feeling she is? So she was the mother of 13 children, but not all of them made it to adulthood. Okay, so that's her. And this is that Piazza Venezia that she's looking out on, opposite Il Vittoriano. So a little known fact. I don't think it's open to the public, whereas Palazzo Venezia is.